The Zika virus, which can cause birth defects in the unborn babies of pregnant women, is spreading in Brazil and throughout South and Central America. It's mainly transmitted by bites from certain types of mosquitoes. And as the weather and the mosquito season heat up, health officials are concerned the virus could make an impact in the U.S. They've been recommending wearing long sleeves and pants and using insect repellent whenever we go outside. And there are some extra steps we can take just outside our doorsteps.
Mosquitoes grow in water. That's how they hatch. The female mosquito puts the eggs in the water, and 3 to 7 days later, after a number of changes, a real mosquito flies out to bite you. You get rid of the water, you get rid of the mosquitoes. You get rid of the next batch, the next hatch of mosquitoes. So look for bottle caps or solo cups or bird baths or dog dishes or kiddie pools or tires in your yard. Even English ivy can make its own problems with this little cup of water that it holds. If it holds it long enough, it can be a breeding ground for more mosquitoes. So if you eliminate the water, you eliminate the hatch, you break the cycle, and you reduce the population of mosquitoes in your area.
One thing you'll notice about this hiker on Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania is the odd shape of the backpack. You could fit a pizza in there, and they did. This was a publicity stunt that won Pizza Hut the Guinness World Record for highest elevation pizza delivery, 19,347 feet up. Pizza Hut says it used an airplane, a motor vehicle, and a relay of professional hikers to deliver the pizza. It took 3 days. And even with a battery-heated backpack, we're not sure how fresh the pepperoni and extra cheese pie tasted. In terms of flavor, it might not have mounted too much, but in terms of experience, it was at the summit. We just hope they tip the driver, and the pilot, and the hikers, because after that mountain of effort, a little extra dough is always in good taste. I'm Carl Azusa, and we'll deliver more news and puns tomorrow.